From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, June 25th. CAP Radio says it's going to end its operating agreement with North State Public Radio. That would return control of the station to its license holder, Chico State. Under a similar agreement, CAP Radio also oversees KHSU in Humboldt County. It plans to exit that arrangement as well. CAP Radio leaders say the move is a financial decision, citing financial losses. Staff at the stations were not notified ahead of time, and it's unclear how the transition will impact local journalism or jobs. CAP Radio has been managing NSPR since 2020 and KHSU since 2021. All three stations were recently removed from federal funding eligibility after an audit of CAP Radio found misreported finances and questioned spending. A final vote on CAP Radio's new budget, and possibly more details, is expected at a public board meeting on July 2nd. Find more on this story and a link to the July 2nd meeting at mynspr.org. In other news, a fire that prompted an evacuation warning near Oroville yesterday afternoon has been contained. The Hawk Fire occurred near the South Fork of the Feather River and threatened one building. Jacob Gilliam is a fire captain with Butte County CAL FIRE. He says the response from firefighters was quick.
They basically put themselves, the hose, between the structure and the fire. So they're able to mitigate that hazard pretty quickly and save the structure.
Gilliam says a lot of the area has already been burnt down during the North Complex in 2020. About 100 residents live there now. PG&E told NSPR power was shut off for 17 of them for around 3 hours at the request of fire officials. The cause of the Hawk Fire is currently under investigation. And honeybee populations are plummeting. NSPR's Ken Duvall looks at a state bill, co-sponsored by a North State Assemblywoman, that would work to restore their health.
Honeybees are critical pollinators, and without them, some of California's most profitable crops, including almonds, would suffer significantly lower yields. But there have been fewer and fewer bees in the last few years. This month, the Assembly unanimously passed a bill to help honeybees. The Managed Honeybee Health Program is co-sponsored by Reading Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. It would promote research and management projects aimed at restoring honeybee vitality. According to reporting by CalMatters, last year beekeepers nationwide lost over 1.5 million colonies. Experts say several factors contribute to the decline: pesticides, habitat destruction, and insufficient food supplies. But a small parasitic pest, the varroa mite, has emerged as the chief villain, and it's increasingly hard to control. The bill is working its way through the Senate, but given the state's budget woes, it's not certain it will be enacted this year. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Also, Chico State will unveil another eco-friendly building on campus today. The new $20 million University Services building is constructed almost entirely of mass timber, a material made of several wood planks bound together. Wood is considered more environmentally friendly than concrete or metal because, when harvested sustainably, it puts less carbon into the atmosphere. The University Services building will be the future home of environmental health and safety, facilities management and services, and risk management. Chico State says it's committed to sustainable architecture in all future building projects. The Behavioral Health and Social Sciences building has zero net emissions and opened last spring. And just a note, NSPR's broadcast licenses are owned by Chico State. It does not oversee our news production or programming. Additionally, mental health access has expanded for federal wildland firefighters and dispatchers. Workers can now get up to 16 free therapy sessions each year to address the unique stress faced by emergency responders. Participants will get providers who understand the effects of emergency response work. The program is available in every state to those who hold permanent, temporary, seasonal, or year-round positions. It includes those who work for the Forest Service, Bureau of Indian Affairs, Bureau of Land Management, National Park Service, and Fish and Wildlife Service. And finally, California lawmakers are considering a statewide ban on cat decline. A bill advancing in the legislature would prohibit the procedure unless a veterinarian says it's medically necessary. Supporters call decline inhumane. Opponents say decisions should be left to pet owners and vets. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, June 25th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.